This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Brittany.
Yeah. And this is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
And I snuck her in about 15 minutes early.
Genuine conversation.
Yes, and I love it. I could talk all day with her. Southwest Point of Sale, if you were sponsors this hour, if you got a small business like a grocery store or a gas station, something that you can turn your store into a no-employee cashier, well, you need to give the guys a call at Southwest Point of Sale. They'll come out, doesn't cost anything, and if your system works, you'll be up there with Costco and Home Depot and Walmart to where you'll have a checkout system that you don't have to man. Yeah, you can do all kinds of things online, but you got 24-hour day, 7-day week service. Check them out. And Black Forest Motorsport, BMW, Mini, or Porsche, either do general service or go really, really fast. The BlackForestAutomotive.com. Check them out. All right, kid, who you got today? A whole family.
Yeah, we got a family. We got a racing family. We have another example of someone sitting in the stands and said, I can do that. And it's the youngest in the room sitting to my right. He was sitting in the stands and said, I want to do that. And his older brother soon followed suit, and his crew helped to make it happen. So please welcome, we have Nathan, Jacob, Nick, and Cherie Manalo.
Wow.
Yay.
Yeah, we gotta hire her.
We got a lot in the house.
And I gotta tell you, I love the fact she calls mom and dad the team.
Yeah, they're the crew. They make
or
it
the
happen.
Crew. Because when you think crew, you think a crew. You know, like nine big burly guys changing tires. But it took me forever until I finally dialed in that it was her mom and dad.
My mom and dad are my crew.
Yeah, and that's
got
it.
Got my back.
So let's go to this one. And your name again?
Nathan.
All right, Nathan. So you went to the Barona. What, friends take you? Dad take you?
Just my family.
Okay, so you guys just went to check it out, see what it was all about.
Yeah.
And which division or which car got you saying?
Yeah, what caught your eye?
Masters.
The Masters.
Oh, you went right to the top.
Junior Dwarfs.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You know, we'll be putzing around. Let's go. So how did you explain to your, was it your brother you talked into it next?
Kind of. I got.
Or was it a family conversation?
Kind of, yeah. Family.
Yeah. Now I bet you have to have good grades, huh?
Don't you? A little.
Yeah.
Well, he says he looks forward to school,
yeah,
which is starting on
read.
Tuesday. He loves to read. So
and
I
what
think
did it, I ask you? What kind of books? Oh, school books.
Yeah. And so I think the grades must just come naturally. Right. He doesn't even think about it. Yeah. Of course I have good grades.
Right.
I want to know what, I mean, it was your idea to start racing?
Yeah.
And who'd you tell?
My dad.
Did you ask him or tell him? Like, I want to do that.
I was like, I want to do that. I want to get into it. Looks really cool.
And what'd you say,
so
Dad?
Grab the mic, Dad. Oh. And put it, so
how did this conversation continue?
Let's go back 3 feet. Were you into motorsports prior to going to Barona?
Not professional racing.
Okay.
Just dirt bikes.
Dirt bike. Okay. So, all right. Well, you've already got the disease. Okay.
Yeah.
So that kind of. And you were probably just showing him something that was available, or were you going to the races?
We were just going to the races, having fun, and just something to do. And
yeah,
I told them to pick something they want to do, and this was it.
He picked a race car.
Wow! So, gosh, they should be on for an hour. So then, you are
Jacob Manalo.
Okay, Jacob. So then, you seen what he came? Were you behind his idea?
Yeah, mostly when we were practicing at our little house, we just
drove
and wanted to do it.
Do you think are you more excited about racing now, or do you think he still is?
I don't really know.
Yeah, and
his crew probably knows,
and they probably don't. Yeah, right. As the crew's over there going, yeah. So you're not in the same division.
Yeah, are you?
No, we are not in the same division.
You're Masters, and we
I'm
have a
Masters. He is junior sprint.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're in the junior sprint now.
Did you move up?
That's right.
Yeah.
Big difference?
Well, it's a complete different car, so right. It kind of is.
Well, what about how you handled the one car on the dirt? Now you've got another car that I'm assuming is a little bit more powerful, a little quicker.
Faster.
So you have to be a little quicker on your reactions when you go into turns, or was it a hard transition? Did it take you a while, or did you just kind of pick it right up?
It kind of took a while. Still kind of getting used to it.
Yeah. Which is good. You know, I mean, because, you know, if you go in there saying, I had a piece of cake, you're going to end up on the wall. Yeah, I mean, serious, because you have to take this little animal one bite at a time, because, you know, if you take too much, it'll just tell you not to do that again.
Yeah, but rumor on the street is he's running third in points. Is that right?
Yes.
So he's getting it. Yeah.
Now, where do you just mainly run Barona?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I do. I just figure Barona out. So how many races has this little guy got?
Probably. Do you know about how many? Because you started right when Corona hit, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah. They got three races in, two seasons. So this is your first full season? Second full season. So two and some change.
Right.
Got it.
Uh-huh. So how are you doing so far?
I'm third in points.
Wow, both of you.
You know they're brothers now.
So he also, I'm going to assume, you'll correct me otherwise, but you work on your car, right? I mean, yeah. I heard that from you.
I grind, I weld, I bend the pipe.
He's 10? What, you're going into fifth grade?
Yeah.
A fifth grader welds.
I'm turning 11 in 21 days.
Okay.
Oof. You weld.
Oof. And grind.
Now, I'm not going to ask you how many different kinds, because then I'll really be embarrassed.
How many kinds of what?
Different ways to weld. You could TIG, you could use gas. I mean, I know you want to know, because then I'll just go, oh my.
Yeah, his fifth grader's welding already.
No, I'm only kidding. Did your dad teach you that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you check your tire pressure
before
a race?
Mm-hmm.
Probably after.
But I won't ask him what it is. Not giving secrets away.
I'm not.
No. I was just asking what setup, not the specific setup.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so you check your tire pressure.
Yeah.
What else do you check? Don't tell me the numbers. That's not what I'm asking.
We do the gas.
Okay, gotta make sure. Yeah.
Helpful.
Make sure our belts are loose so we could get them on.
Right? Yes. I've jumped in before and I'm like, oh, yes, you're right. I try to do that right as I jump out of the car. I do it. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
So did you pick up a lot of the stuff just by trial and error, or did Dad pretty much guide you?
He kind of guided me.
For a guy that's never been four-wheel racing, only motorcycles. You must watch a lot of TV, you know? Now, you know what it is? Is it hanging out at the track with everybody? Because that's when you pick up a lot of your...
Yeah, you get to know the other parents.
Well, and how they do their cars and what things, right?
Actually, in the beginning, we didn't really know anybody out there.
You did it cold?
I just printed out the rules from Brona and built the cars for that.
That's amazing. All right, so what kind of welding does he do?
Just MIG.
I haven't got that
for now.
Yet. Yeah, I know. Do you weld on your car, young lady?
No, that's about the one thing. No, that's why it's at Darren Brent's. That's why it went over to Darren Brent's house.
You don't want to burn it to the ground.
Yeah, no, and I've actually gotten compliments on the welds when I go through tech out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. When I went to Ventura, the guy was just gushing over the welding. What about Darren Brent down in San Diego?
Did you tell Darren?
I've told him a couple times.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is Dirt Dude on the line as of yet?
It's a little early. He said he's calling him.
Okay, good. So we're going to talk to, and by the way, if Dirt Dude wants to talk to either one of you guys or all three of you guys, and all you have to do is, you know, jump right on in, or if you wanted to ask him a question, you're allowed to do that. You know, if you want to ask Dirt Dude a specific question, just raise your hand. She'll show you.
Yeah.
Because she tries to scrape the, yeah, see. So she wants to make sure I'm going to grab
They both
that.
Raced last night, by the way.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Pardon?
They both raced last night.
Ooh, well, that'll be the good 15 at the end. We'll talk about how it went. Doesn't look like anybody's any worth for wear.
I don't see any bumps and scratches.
And they've been smiling pretty much most of the time.
They're awake.
It's afternoon. All right, let's take a quick break. You listen to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, this is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better. I was out the other day. He's got a black 55 sitting on the showroom floor. Convertible. If nothing else, folks, I'd go check out that car. But you can get your vehicle serviced there. Any car in your garage, they can do it. Factory trained technicians looking for newer use inventories there. And we can't thank El Cajon Ford enough for their support of Barona Speedway. And with that, we have the voice, and that would be
not yet.
Dude. Not yet. What do you mean not yet? The one time I come in with a decent intro.
And you had great intros every single second.
It's not even there. All right, let's go back racing.
Yeah, let's talk about our junior drivers in house.
Okay. Sounds great. No, let's let her rip, Tater Chip. How'd you do last night?
Good. I got fourth.
Cool.
Was it 104 degrees? Was it kind of hot? But you're like, I still want to race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
of course.
A little heat doesn't hurt anybody. And you did?
Well, I got a six. I'm pretty sure it's nothing too good.
You moved up, is what I heard.
Yeah, I was starting in the second row to the back, so.
You having
you
fun?
Made progress.
Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it?
Do your friends know you race?
Yeah.
Have they ever come to watch?
Some do.
Yeah.
My friends come in, and those are the days I get towed off. So I don't encourage.
Yes.
That last race where I got towed off, and I'm finally picking up my car on Wednesday, I probably had 15 people come watch me. And then the time before where I actually made it to Tech and made the podium, none of them were there.
And I've been...
time before that when I crashed, my buddy Stahl was there.
So she banned me.
So I have like this, a little bit of...
So I couldn't go to the next race, but lo and behold, some other new jinx must have been in the house because she got nailed again.
Yep. So I had teachers there, and then pretty much... Steve's entire family was there. We're talking all the in-laws.
Oh, really?
But they thought it was really cool that I crashed.
Well,
I didn't. They're all laughing at me, listeners. Hey. Every single guest is laughing at me right now. Okay, well, let's hear the results, Dirt Dude.
Yeah, what do you want to do? Come on, buddy.
Over here with my hand, I'm like, hey, I'm checking in, and you guys are just gabbing.
Well, that's what we do.
Well, it was a great night. I mean, for the heat, it was a good night. Once the sun kind of went down and you know it cooled down, it was just really good. It just San Diego is so hard to do anything, you know, to get people to come to your events because there's so many other events going on.
Yeah, SDSU was playing.
Well, that was a killer right
there. Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, I knew a bunch of people that were there. Yeah, Labor Day weekend, so everyone's traveling. It's just, you know, there's so much going on, but we do have dedicated fans. It's cool that showed up, and I was hoping for higher car counts for our Pure Stock night. We had 18 for 1,000 to win, and it did not disappoint.
No.
So onto our junior drivers. I'll just go through the lineup real quick of what we had. Junior drivers, Gage Baldwin got a main event win. Bryson Byford got a main event win. Grace Escalante. Oh, that was Bryson Byford was in a Sportsman Minidorf, Masters Minidorf with Grace Escalante. IMCA Northern Sport Mods or the Sport Mods. Mike Pridgen got a good main event win. That was a good battle. I mean, he had to work for that one to the end. Dwarf Cars, Mike Tobiasen, another strong car, and that thing was just fast. He got a main event win. Robert Peters started last, I think, or almost last.
He did second.
And Tristan Peters finished fourth. I was like, wow, that kid had a good main event finish there. Tommy Crow, I don't know where he came out of the woodwork. That car was fast. I mean, he was keeping up with Tobias, and Peters, I think, had a hard time getting around him. So
it looked like it. You know,
they're finally dialing these cars in with it fast.
I think he figured out setup, and he's up there now.
So then on to our Pure Stock main event. Brian Fitzgibbons got a main event win. Eric Evans had led most of the whole thing. I mean, he got to the front, and that car was just so strong. And about, I think, four or five laps in, it started smoking.
No.
On a 30-lap main event. He made it to lap 25, and we had a caution. We went to go back green. Comes out of four, stands on it, and it let go right there.
Wow.
It seized up.
Oh.
So, I mean, so Brian Fitzgibbons got that one. Once again, that was 30 laps. That was a really good race. I mean, that was a good battle for a lot of people through the field. On to the next, we had IMCA Stock Car Street Stocks. Brian Fitzgibbons had to immediately turn around from there and take that main event win.
Oh.
So he must have drove, well, that was 30 plus another 20.
Laps.
And all the caution laps, I'm like, you must have done like 90 laps tonight in like one sitting pretty much. Two different cars. IMCA Sport Compacts, Billy Fouts got a main event win. And IMCA Modified, Michael Thing got a main event win. And that car looked so strong. I mean,
we're going to have him in October.
Are we?
Cool. He'll be a good one. He's a cool kid.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's pretty much the gist on that. Next race, 2 weeks. I don't have anything with me. I'm out running around doing errands, going to Costco and get my flat of Monster that's on sale.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
That's
plug.
Yeah, little plug. Yeah, that's cool.
Have you, Dirt Dude, watched our two junior drivers that we have in-house today? Have you watched them progress? Have you been able to talk to them?
I haven't really. I've talked to them in the winner's circle a couple times, but I have not really got a chance to, like, you know, hang out with them. But, I watched them last night. I mean, I watched them a lot, and they were at the fair, and I think they had a good time at the fair.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys? Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
Oh, it wasn't a good time. It was a great time. Did you have autograph sessions there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you gave out your pictures and stuff? Mm-hmm. Right on. How about you?
They didn't do my class at the fair, so I had
to watch. Oh, it might be too fast. Yeah, it might be too much to handle because it's a small track, because it's indoor in that arena.
It was ginormous there. Weird.
Oh, for you, it was ginormous.
Yeah, of course.
Because it was in the indoor arena, correct?
Right, the little dirt arena where they do the Burn Institute demo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, it's not banked. It's flat.
Yeah, it's flat.
They don't put any banking to it. I think it's probably a little bit bigger than our junior track, because our junior track seems like it's really, really smaller, but it's banked. So, I mean, it's just really, really a lot better. They got one more race. Our junior drivers do one more race. The point season ends next race. So the last two races of our three races will be a non-points race in October. So we have one more race left in September, three more races in October. There's some rumors going around we might switch up the last race of the season. Wait for confirmation on that, on what we might do. I'm not going to say anything yet till
no,
we get
rumors.
Confirmation on that. And I also had some rumor that we might be doing something in November around the 12th.
Oh.
And it might involve monster trucks.
What? That's a huge thing to drop. That's a maybe.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
It's in the works. They're doing negotiations with a monster truck company.
Wow.
To maybe put on a monster truck event in November.
I have our schedule for next week, or the next race, September 17th. Want me to go through who's racing?
Well, you know.
I do. It's right here. IMCA Modified, IMCA Sport Mods, IMCA Sport Compacts, Dwarfs, Pure Stocks, Mini Dwarfs, and Junior Sprints. And that is the schedule that was posted April 18th. Because there have been changes subtly.
And I don't think we're going to change that again. Okay. I think that's probably what we'll go. I don't think we're going to add anything like that. Okay. We've been trying to, you know, the lawnmowers are supposed to be racing with us. And Wesley Crabtree runs that group. And a really good friend of mine. I actually got him into doing the monster truck shows and stuff like that with WGS. He just found out his wife was diagnosed with cancer. So he has been pulling himself out of that. He's been, you know, spending a lot more time with his family.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the one that runs that association. So I don't think we're going to have lawnmowers back again this season at our track. We'll see how it goes for next year. But, you know, we had him scheduled a couple times throughout the season. And so I'm wishing him and his wife the best. It's going to be a hard battle for them. And I hope that she can, you know, conquer it and they can, you know, have a great life together still.
Absolutely.
So. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And then we're just looking, like I said, October, one more race in September, three more in October, and
maybe November.
maybe no. Like I said, that was, it's in negotiation. There's nothing that's been even like pinned out or anything, like who's going to do what or what's going to go on. But
he's bringing it up live on air. I love it. I love it. Drop the mic. Drop.
I just, hey, if it happens, I want the word out there now.
I guess so.
So people would be like, hey, why'd you wait till, you know, two weeks before this happens, and you're selling tickets now? I'm like, I mentioned it later. You know, you guys just, you know, I said it could be a rumor that it might be, you know, you just never know.
Well, that's one of those mark the date.
Yeah, at least put it on the calendar.
At least, yeah, just put it on the calendar so because you will forget.
Nathan.
Well, it'll be my birthday present to myself. Then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Since he has, oh, he likes monster trucks. Right. I want to know Nathan's opinion on racing lawnmowers. Does that sound fun? Sounds fun. Yeah. Sounds pretty funny, huh? You can race anything, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to, have you seen a racing lawnmower?
Yeah.
That
they don't look quite
your,
like
it's
the
not
lawnmowers.
Your, the lawnmower you use at home. That's for sure.
It's pretty much like a nice, really nice go-kart.
Exactly. I would love to, but no.
So are you looking forward to going to a junior sprint, or am I getting ahead of myself here?
I am really looking forward to
it. You are. Yes. Have you let your brother in it? Has he been allowed to?
No.
He hasn't driven it. But
yeah. He's sat in it, but has not driven it. Yeah. All well, right. There's a bit of a height difference.
Okay, so let's talk about the elephant in the room. Do you plan to become a race car driver?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't hesitate.
Well, but we didn't really say, you know, he's just having fun out of Barona. But you went into this. You've been thinking about this. Where do you want to go? What direction? Get close to the mic.
Do you want to stay in dirt or do you think asphalt?
Or do you want to go asphalt or if anybody will hand you a steering wheel?
Probably dirt, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, crew chief saying lightning sprint over there.
So do you kind of have a game plan already laid out?
Mm-hmm. So you're ready to work on that there, crew chief?
What about number two?
Yeah, what you want to keep racing?
Yes, totally.
Would you like to become, just keep going up the ranks?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are
and
so
stay in dirt, too?
My suggestion
get him
you guys.
Get a sponsor.
Yeah. What's your suggestion?
Don't be picky. Take anything you can get.
That's
learn
good advice.
The experience. Off-road, you know, road course, dirt, asphalt, who knows, everything. Just race what you can.
Yeah.
Get your experience from that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because when you get in, it's different form of racing. Some of it crosses over, some of it doesn't, but it's still more experience.
It's just another tool in the toolbox.
And you agree, Jacob?
Yes.
Yes.
What's your plan for next year?
Next year's plan.
I'm moving up to Sport Compact. So.
Oh, wow.
So you are going to have fun. All right, hold that thought. They always put the little snippets out.
I know. They're like, oh, and then we have to go to commercial.
But we're going to have to take a quick break. Dirt Dude, thanks a million for calling
in.
It's always great.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Hopefully the weather's a lot better.
Oh, you and me both. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, the show where dreams begin. This segment is brought to you by Parrish Auto Speedway. Parrish Auto Speedway is an amazing track, and they had Night of Destruction last night, and I can still hear the cars falling over, clinking and clanking. We got Scott Delosio on the line. Scott is the announcer. And was it another toasty, wild and woolly show last night?
No, it was hot to say the least. I got in my car. We finished, I don't know, about 9:30, and I got in my car about 10 minutes to 10. It was 90 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was 87 degrees when I took my dog out at like 2 this morning. 87 at 2 a.m.
2 a.m.?
Yeah.
That's just, that's crazy. So, but I bet it was a good show last night.
Yeah, it was a good show. You know, we were down a few cars. I think some people, I don't know, did not come out in the heat. And it was down a little bit on fans, can understand that, too. Mm-hmm. We probably had 65-70% of our regular crowd. But at that, mentioning that, that was kind of a surprise with the heat because when I got to the racetrack yesterday, it was 108. So, you know, I mean, that's to be expected.
Yeah, of course.
You know, there's other tracks around that, you know, they cancel for various reasons up through the central part of the state. It's probably a little hotter up there, and the way the tire situation is right now, So, Don, you know, it's night of destruction where the purse isn't quite as high, and, you know, he wants to stay in the forefront, especially right now with all the
right
stuff going on. I almost said something bad there, but.
Yep.
Good job censoring yourself.
He's got nothing on George Carlin. But all in all, pretty anything.
It had to be good entertainment Night of Destruction. I was showing our guests the double deckers.
Yeah, I mean, that part of it. So is there anything outstanding that happened that all the people that didn't go are going to be crying?
Oh, yeah, you missed the best night of your lives, you know.
God, ever.
I don't know how you could stay home on that night.
Right?
Better than getting to see the Indianapolis 500, the Daytona 500, Night of Destruction rolled into one night. So, yeah they missed them.
Yeah.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. How the double-deckers? Are they getting better and better?
Yeah, they're actually, you know, somebody made the comment, or the car that won, which it's, I don't know what the car on the bottom is, it's a VW Bug on top. When Tom Gilton, the infield announcer, talked to them after, you know, he pointed out, it's like, we have six cars now, up to six.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you guys are getting faster and faster. And the guy goes, yeah, we're doing some different stuff to the car. And we have to, because with more competition, they're getting faster as well.
I'm telling you, it's the craziest thing.
I love it.
I know.
It's actually my pictures. You can make little albums and stuff, and mine's in the favorites, so I can find it quickly.
Yeah, so you
I show it all. I show it to all the guests.
Well, yeah, because
you can't describe it. You're like, what? And they just stare at you, and you're like, picture's worth a thousand words.
And it looks like the attachments to the cars are getting better and better, I noticed.
No, they're more colorful, that's for sure.
It goes without that. So I've not many tip-overs, or are they still...
Last night, nobody tipped over.
They graded
paint. It was race wise. It was a better race because they really raced for it. I mean, they were actually back and forth last night. As far as tipping over and crashing the double deckers, they kept their nose clean last night.
Good job.
They rubbed fenders and stuff like that. Sure. They got up on two wheels a couple times, but. We didn't tip any over. That's the first time I think this year we haven't tipped at least one over.
The opposite was the end of last year. I was there, and I think three of the four tipped over.
Well, and don't you think, too, Scott, that the drivers are getting better and better? Because how many other tracks do this? Are you guys it?
We're the only ones in SoCal I know of.
So you're not going to be able to practice in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to go to a racetrack.
Learn trial and error. Stiffer springs.
We had one of our classes, or one of the teams last night, a guy and his wife, they both race. And somehow somebody called him this week and sold him one of the double deckers, the one that Eric Evans drove. That won so much last year.
Uh-huh.
They never even saw the thing up close. They seen it when they were racing on the same night. They weren't in the same class, but they never really looked at it up close until they got there last night.
Until they got there and raced it?
They did did pretty good. The first race out was their heat race, and they won that.
I like those two. I like their style.
No kidding.
I like that.
So you just came in, bought the car probably from you guys? That's
No. Eric Evans, they ran it, and they sold it like two races ago.
Gotcha.
And I guess the guy who bought it is going to have to be working out of town a lot.
Oh, so no sense letting it sit.
He's going to have to adult.
So he called the guy who was part of it last night this week and asked if he wanted to buy it. So he said, sure.
Fantastic.
How much fun is that?
That's awesome.
I mean, I think that's great. Well, it just, that's one of the things we like about Paris Auto Speedway. I mean, it's, I like to tell people it's like going back in history, back into the 50s when racing was every Saturday night and the whole town came out and. The food was, it was just like going to the county fair, but it was every race night. You knew the drivers you liked. That's what, I'm not blowing smoke. That's what's, I think, put Paris Auto Speedway where it's at today. And I think people need to go down there or go up there, depending on where you're at, and experience it. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, especially with everything that's going on right now with the state. People need to show up in force, and they need to support the racetrack in force, and they can do that by going to our Facebook page, our Instagram page, our Twitter page, or our website. Get the information on the government officials you need to call. Mm-hmm. It's hashtag Save Paris. That's been going nuts all for since we introduced that last week. You know, come Tuesday morning, we've got Governor Newsom's phone number on there and a bunch of the representatives of the county, some other people. Call them. You know, tell them you want the racetrack there. It's a family thing that you guys have been doing. They got Don went to a fundraiser for some other politician the other day, and the guy came up to him and his wife, and he said, "What the heck did you guys do?" Because they'd heard the phones ring off the hook all last Monday and Tuesday constantly. So when they open again on this Tuesday,
they want the phones.
Find that information and call them. We tell people, it's like, you're calling about Paris Auto Speedway. You're not calling about electric cars.
Right.
You know, you're not calling about Nancy Pelosi.
Nope.
You're calling about Paris Auto Speedway. Keep it to that. Keep it respectable. And, you know, let's get this thing over with as fast as we can.
Right.
The longer it takes and snowballs, the harder it's going to get. So
and the more expensive is and the more expensive it's going to get. We, you know, we got to look at that side of it, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's, you know, Don talked to you last week. They've hired attorneys that are working on the case.
Sure.
You know, so it just needs to get done. And on top of everything else, we need people to show up at the racetrack.
Yes.
We're getting, you know, about the same crowd we get for Night of Destruction. Like I say, last night was a little off because of the heat. That's our biggest crowd. We get the same about crowd we get for the stock cars. And last week's stock car crowd, well, we're doing stock cars again this week, by the way. It was very good. Our sprint car crowd is down because people are staying home and watching online.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm sick of hiding that.
it just came
you know,
out.
People sit there and they say, well, we don't think we're affecting anything. Well, when you've taken two tickets away, adult tickets, and the promoter's getting paid pennies on the dollar, you're hurting the racetrack. If you can make it, you need to show up.
It's certainly
agree.
Not the same.
You can go back home after.
Tape
and watch all these other rates from other parts of the company streaming on that float, that service. I almost said the name of it. you can watch all that. You need to show up. Put your fanny at the racetrack. Because
right.
if people don't do that, 2 or 3 years, Saturday night, you're not going to be watching racing from Paris Auto Speedway on Saturday night. You're going to be watching the reruns of the Beverly Hillbillies.
That's exactly right. You're so
you
right.
Know, you hear people spout off and they say, "Yeah, you know, I really care about it." Well, get your ass to the racetrack.
Right. End discussion.
I wish you would tell us how I really feel.
I
stop holding back.
It just gets old because he has to defend it on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, I don't want to get out of my couch.
It's not the same as in person. In person's amazing.
We understand there's some people who can't make it. That's fine.
I mean, sure.
But there's people in a driving distance who have not been there in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video online, Road to Eldora. It's on Flow Racing, and the promoter of a track in Kentucky was being interviewed, and he addressed this situation.
Mm.
And this is getting out of hand all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Now, don't get me wrong. There's some streaming services that pay the promoters well. There's others, get out the Vaseline.
Right.
And they interviewed this guy, and he was saying, you know, if this keeps up, he goes, we got to change the whole model.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people we'd end up being trying to cater to are staying at home.
Right.
The model has to change because it's not going to work anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to figure out how to bring the fans to the track.
Now everyone knows.
Because whatever
it
is,
it makes a difference.
Whatever that combination is, whatever you figure it out to be, will be worth a fortune because that's always been the problem with a racetrack.
Well, I don't know what I mean. Go ahead.
Racetrack knows how to get people there. The problem is you've got something that they can sit on their couch and turn on. If the racetracks were getting a fee from the services,
right.
this
then
is
it's
no
okay.
problem. They are getting pennies on the dollar.
And they don't realize they're messing with the product.
Yeah.
Because if they keep messing with the product, then there's no product, and then they don't have anything, you know, to show. So it's like you
right.
said, you're right back to the Beverly Hillbillies again.
Being at Paris, there's so
right.
much to offer, though. I mean, being so fast, such a fast track.
Yep.
Sorry,
yep.
but I love the nice bathrooms and how many there are. The food is amazing, and it's right off the freeway. Like, it's easy to get to.
And it's not expensive for a family.
Oh, and you can get it online if you're that kind of person, if you want.
Yeah.
Plenty of parking, like,
in and out.
Why wouldn't you go?
In and out. Yeah, I know. So we're on your side, man. That's why. That's kind of why we do what we do with you every single Sunday.
And would you say that's why we put up with him, David?
Yeah, pretty much. David. But you know what? I don't know how many years we've been doing this because my memory is terrible. But you know, and that's why Racer Radio does it, because I've been to Paris many times, and the experience is off the chart. Yes. And I don't know how they make their burgers better than anybody else's. It's just crazy.
Well, we need everybody to come out and sample those burgers.
Yeah.
Get off your sprint car fan. Get off your couch and start coming to the races. To the people who come to the races all the time, it's an amazing group of fans. We need the people who used to come who have decided now to stay home.
Yep.
If you can make it and you're within driving distance, especially now, you need to be there before we're not there.
You got it.
We need everybody also. Stock cars are this week. Come on out for that and go to our website, like I said, our Facebook page.
Right.
Find the numbers. They're listed at the very top of our Facebook page, who you can call in the government to stop what they're trying to do with this the water district deal.
Yeah, go ahead.
Get on there and make those phone calls starting Tuesday morning.
You got it, buddy. We will definitely do it. Brittany, you got
to... No, I'm just reiterating. They've made it really easy. The numbers are there.
You're looking at it as we speak.
Very easy.
All right, Scott. We'll talk to you next week, and hopefully we'll have good news.
Yeah, I'll send somebody else on so they don't have a rant to go on.
No. That was well done and well deserved. Take care and enjoy the rest of your weekend. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, this segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, In-House Dyno. Becoming somewhat of a Mopar enthusiast, but he works on regular cars too, but he is really a Mustang guy, but he's really getting good with Mopar. I know. 619-444-7170 right next to drive-in movies, Certified Car Clinic. All right. So who we got in the house again? My memories.
Nathan and Jacob, junior drivers that race regularly at Barona. I'm hoping we can get numbers and color schemes so that our listeners can watch and root for them. What do you think? Can you tell us the type of car, the color, and the number?
18, my car is blue, and Masters.
Masters, Dwarf. Mini Dwarf.
Yeah, Dwarf
okay.
So what number?
18.
Cool.
Ask him the question.
Yeah, is that who is that number? Is that because you like Kyle Busch?
I just liked it.
You just 18's my favorite number.
Oh, did you put it? Did you write a bunch of numbers on a piece of paper and pick it, or
I just looked and I was like, that's a cool number.
All right. There you go.
And how about you? Who are we looking for on the track?
Mine is the 16 gear sprint is white and turquoise.
And you know, does that not have a good stance to it?
Oh, yeah, were looking at the picture.
Look at it.
Yeah,
it's the first thing
you said, Dave. I like the way it looks.
Well, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I have such a love affair for go-karts.
I think that is part of it.
Dad kind of hit on it. Yeah, that's what I started in was go-karts. And I can tell you some stories with a chainsaw motor that would curl your hair. But, I don't know which color scheme I like the best.
They're nice. Those are my dad's racing numbers were black and blue because it's the color of a bruise. That's what I grew up hearing. He raced motocross and enduros, and that was his.
Your dad is so creative, I have to say.
Crew chief over here, Dad, did you? Now, I'm just making sure I heard this right. You just printed up the specs and built a car. Did I hear that right? Help me here.
When we first got into it, I just printed the rules from Barona's website, and that's how I built their first car.
Okay, but it's
putting
together a puzzle with only four pieces, okay? So it's got to be a little more technical than that. What do you do for a living, if you don't mind me asking?
Construction.
Okay,
see, just work with your hands.
His hands.
And what's the difference? A piece of metal, a piece of wood, you know.
And
it shows you can read, you know, because you have instructions.
Reading's important, gentlemen.
So, yeah, pay attention. I messed it up the first two times. So, but then again, not knowing anybody at all, the track, you didn't know anybody, so you couldn't reach out to somebody on a specific problem, or did you just go YouTube?
No, I don't do YouTube. I just build things.
I don't think that's on YouTube, do you? It's kind of a
Probably not. Nah. But everything is on YouTube.
I almost everything is. Yes, pretty I agree.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So then, I mean, this is a good example. If there's someone in the stands this year watching your two junior drivers, they don't know anything about it. They don't know anybody who races. They can get it done.
Sure.
Okay? Absolutely.
What advice would you give them? I'm putting you on the spot. Or anything you'd want to tell another parent or guardian. Hey, if your kid really wants to get into it, they should because.
It's fun.
Oh, okay. Because it's fun.
By the way, that would be the salesman in the house.
Yeah. And having fun is healthy. It is. Yes.
And you should send him out and help him sell sponsorships because you're not dealing with one car.
Oh, yeah.
You're dealing with two cars.
Which is twice as much room to advertise on.
And you should look at your family as a business. Okay. You're the wrench. Okay. You're definitely the mouthpiece. Okay. You're the one that could sell water to a guy, you know, in the ocean. And mom's in the office. She's doing all the paperwork, paying all the bills. And what are we going to do with you? We got to find something to do. You could be the
advertisement.
He could be the face.
Yes, he smiles a lot.
He does. Yeah, I mean, no offense over there, but you got a good smile too. But that's a pretty sure I'll give you some money smile. Because see, that's what we're working for. So I don't know if I mentioned to you. How far do you want to go in motorsports? Or are you just taking it one race car at a time?
Yeah, taking it one race car at a time.
Because you don't know. I mean, how old are you?
13.
Eighth grade, going into eighth grade on Tuesday. It makes me excited, listeners. I'm an eighth grade teacher.
I thought you were already teaching this week.
I am. They start on Tuesday. I'm a weekend.
Never seen anybody more excited about sending a kid to school.
Oh, I love school.
Well, I know you
That's
do.
That's awesome. Keep it up. Don't ever change.
Yeah.
Please.
Exactly. Definitely. You have a. I always like telling this story to youngins, as you two are. If you haven't done this, have mom or dad buy it for you for your birthday.
Journal.
Get a journal. And if every night before you go to bed, you just write one page, okay? Don't get into the novel. Just to highlight how the day went. If it went good, it went good. It went bad, it went bad. I guarantee you, when you become 50 years old, it'll be a best-selling book or a movie. Think about it. And I say it to every kid because I didn't do that. And from what I can still remember, it was a pretty wild ride, okay? So I'm just saying, and it's a good way to go to sleep, too, because you get if good day, bad day, get it all off and just write it down.
That's a good point.
So just going to throw that out there. And the second thing is you work on is a food sponsor. Okay, we don't want to expect mom to do all the cooking, so don't be hesitant to go to Mexican restaurants, hamburger joints, and if you need my help in any way, shape, or form, I'm not going to do it for you, but, you know, I can show, what am I looking at you for? You're the one.
You're the salesman.
You're the one. And you don't have a problem going out and talking to people, right? Yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, what comes with that is, like, if we deal with, like, say, dealerships, tell them, hey, you know, let me pick a Saturday, you'll come down, put the car out front. Of course, it wouldn't hurt to get some inventory. But
wait till there's something.
Yeah, everybody have to wait till we get a few more cars on the lot instead of the two employee cars and the boss. But how long have you been driving?
3 years.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Two seasons and change. I
and
think
you're
is how we
close
put
by
it.
Or
same time.
Same time. Yeah. Okay.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
No, and he just put double the load on. Now he's got not.
Oh, I know what we ended with. What? He wants to try Sport Compact next year.
Are you want to try it or is it coming?
Or do it, I guess, race
it.
It's coming. And so you have the trailer that can now haul the Sport Compact.
Yeah, he has
and
a 45-footer NASCAR double stacker out there. I mean, it's nothing major, right?
You haven't worked out. Okay, sorry to bring that up.
But wouldn't you love to have a NASCAR double stacker? I don't care if you can only put a go-kart in there.
Don't sport compacts come?
Yeah, well, what is a sport compact?
It technically is just a normal compact car, but it's fully good interior and roll cage and like made into race cars.
Okay, so it's almost like back in the day when we used to run Pintos.
Yeah, it's
not like, that class, but you know the body is just sheet metal and kind of looks like a car.
Yeah, it looks like a car.
Yeah, it's like that, but instead of being rear wheel drive, they're front wheel drive.
Right.
Oh,
and
see,
they're
he
all
knows
four
already. You
and they're
definitely
all four cylinders. Yeah, I don't think you can get a V6. I think you'll have to get
that
a four-cylinder.
That sounds like an advantage.
And then I think the other bonus is a dual overhead cam, like an Acura versus a single overhead cam. I'm just giving
he
you
He needs the, to print the rules. He'll know this time next year.
That was perfect. That was perfect.
He will know them. And can they be an automatic or a stick shift? I think so. Yeah. Do you have a preference?
I haven't driven any yet. I don't know.
So, well, and do you have a car design that you... Because, see, that's what you kind of need to do. Because for some reason, just from the people we talk to, the little Acura, you know, two-door coupe, for some reason, with the suspension and the engine it comes with, since you can't touch it, seems to be do quite well.
Yeah, actually, look at the results. Study the results.
Well, you'll probably go look for a used one, because there's always people getting out of one design or one.
Just keep your ear to the ground. What's Mom saying back here?
He has one that he's been working on.
Oh,
you already have. Come on,
what
thanks
do you
for
have?
Here we are talking away.
I don't know what kind
We're
of
speculating, and he's got
yeah,
the
He's already
thing.
Got it half built. Oh, Chevy!
Oh my gosh! All right. So, is it an automatic or a stick
shift? Go ahead, grab it, Pops.
Automatic, I believe.
Yeah, give us the details.
So, his other teammate—they both have matching cars now, and they're both going in the.
Can we drop a name? Would you like to say
who's
this
his teammate?
Is?
Harmony Painter.
Okay.
They both have identical junior sprints.
Does that mean you're working on three cars? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
No, her dad helps out.
Oh, okay. So,
and we already have like combined four cars, so the dads might be getting out there this next year and playing with them too.
I'm
seeing the big picture now.
Yeah, see, this is the honoree.
Why does this come up 2 minutes before the end of the show?
Because the whole family did that.
I like the way you say, we might, with a big grin.
Yeah,
might.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
And you know the kicker is? Mom in the back is grinning just as much as dad in the front.
How about you? Do you have any interest?
No
interest?
No, I'll watch.
Okay. Marcy might change your mind.
Right.
Well, the adult's car will have a passenger seat for practice.
There you go. Just scare the living hell out of her. That's okay.
Funny.
That's not the way to get. No, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd do that.
Are you going to keep the same number?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Like any, because she always does this. Any significance to your number?
I just like it.
They just like 16 and 18.
Kids have got to be trained better.
We didn't say sponsors, and we only have like seconds left. Can you say some sponsors?
Big Timber Roofing, M2 Construction, Painter Built Motorsports, M2 King.
All right, how about you, real quick?
M2 Construction, Painter Built Motorsports, Big Timber Roofing, and M2 Construction.
All right.
And looking for a food sponsor.
All right, folks. Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.